I've hummed and hawed a lot about whether or not to include Write On It as a tool in 366. Let me tell you how it works first. It's a way of creating fun outputs from a photograph in some cases. There are four different outputs that you can create. One of them is a card. Create a card. You first of all select an image from the gallery of images. So in some cases, it's people carrying placards which are blank. And what you do, if you select that image, in the next option, you get to put in some text. And then in the final option, the text that you put in appears on the placard of the people in the photograph. That's all well and good. There's one with Albert Einstein writing on a blackboard, and of course, the text that you write appears on the blackboard as though Albert had written it. Now that's fine, and it will produce a humorous output, and the final output can be saved to your computer as a JPEG. But there are some which are a little bit risque. So, for example, there's a photo of a woman's midriff, and the writing that you produce appears as a tattoo on that midriff. And I'm just not sure about the appropriateness of that. There's another one with a gravestone, and the writing that you choose to put in the text box appears as though it had been carved onto the gravestone. Again, not quite sure. Well, that's one possible tool that writes. It also provides the option for a photo mon and that's basically a similar kind of thing, except this time it's a photo rather than text. So you choose a particular photo that you upload, and then that will appear as if, again, on a billboard or on a TV set in some of the images, or on a T-shirt in some. So that's you have to take a little bit of care with the kind of images that students are uploading if you choose to do that. There's also a magazine cover. So you can choose some text, you can choose a photo to upload, which is great in a sense, but is Playboy the kind of thing magazine cover that you'd want to be promoting? Or Cosmopolitan or Playgirl? Might be fine to use Time or Motor or Wired magazines, but And then again, of course, there may be a teaching point that we can make here about the appropriateness of these kinds of publications. And what we think about them. So that, yeah, you could approach it from that point of view, I guess. Final option that you've got is face, and that's pretty obvious. It's the kind of thing that you used to do in real life where you stuck your face or your head through a hole in a sort of fascia, and then somebody took a photo of it. Same kind of thing. You just upload a photo of your face and you fit it into different pictures. Have a